You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Created Adam. So what did he do? What did Adam do? Or what Hashem did? I'm sorry? No, you're going too fast. No, after Hashem created Adam, what did Hashem do?
Made a white
one.
He blew
him. No. Right. He took him to Gan Eden, right. So... What is it called? Board, room, and shelter. Yeah. Hashem created Adam, so he needed a place for it, right? Yeah. So he took him to Gan Eden. So it says in the Torah, "Vayirach Hashem et Adam began Eden." So now we have a quote here that any time that we see "Vayirach," that the has a message of
convincing somebody, positive, no?
No, to take, that means to speak somebody, right, to accept, to convince. So obviously your question is, because we see many examples like Sarah and Hagar, Moshe and Aharon, and here Hashem and Adam. So obviously your question here is, what's your question?
Why Hashem has to convince Adam to go to Gan Eden?
Oh, beautiful. But before that, what is the question? What's the connection between Vayirach and speaking or convincing? Why? Torah Moshe is telling us Vayirach means to convince, to speak.
To convince? Why Hashem had to convince Adam and Shon that to be in Gan?
No, that's later. Before that. We need a mopser here. So what's the connection between Vayirach and convincing? Vayirach means to take. Convincing means to speak. What's the connection?
Yeah, because you have to take the guy to a corner, alone, cozy, try to talk to
No, him. That means forcing. No, that's different. Are you doctor?
Like husband and wife.
I'm sorry. No, what's the connection between the term Vayirach and convincing? Maybe we try to find the solution. You know, sometimes you're talking to somebody, and the one that is talking to you, he's asking you, is Reuven there? The one that you're speaking with. He says, is Reuven there? And you say, yes. There's a Hebrew term that say, kachoto. Right? That's what they say? Yeah? You're talking to somebody, so he's asking you, is he there? Say, yes. Take him. In Hebrew term, that's what they use. Say, take him. They don't say, okay, here, talk to him. Say, take him. Why would they say such a thing? Take him, say, talk to him. Say, take him. He's there. You were there. You heard this term?
Such a prophetic taking.
Yeah? That's what it means? Take him. Sometimes there's a term that is used that is a complaint way of, they say, by telling me this, he threw me away. Is that, you heard such a thing? Threw me off?
Yeah.
Okay, but sound the same, right? Yeah. Why would they say such a thing? Threw me off, or threw me away, or threw me off, yeah. You heard about this?
It means to change my mind.
That's what it means?
Yes.
Change my mind?
Continue that discussion, that's why it threw me off.
Or you were hurt, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, you were hurt. Yeah. So now here was a beautiful, powerful message, and it is that The word of your mouth has the power either to take somebody, to grab somebody, or throw them off. So that means you have the power by saying just a hint, such a word becomes in your mouth, you threw somebody off. Or you bring them close. So here, we learn, Totalshe is teaching us that, let's say, the examples that brought, like Moshe spoke to Aaron, you know, in the case that he was hesitating to come close to the Mizbeach, or Saiben was trying to convince Hagar, you know, to become the wife of Aaron. And here we see that Ibn Sholam is trying to convince Adam. How? Qah. So that means there's a way to throw off people or use a selective words to qah him. That means to bring him close, to grab him, to convince him. It's up to you. So that means you make a selection. Either throw off somebody or throw somebody off or grab him. So you make a decision. Or you have to learn how.
You either make a friend or enemy, you could say, in other words.
Well, yeah, but that applies in the family also. In the family, especially that sometimes we use a technique called throw off people. Why? Because we don't have the patience, we don't have the time, you know, you're fed up. So just, you know, get rid of it and then finish the case. So now, the other question that Kala Kadosh asked, why Adam and Ishan needed to be convinced to go to Gan Eden? Just imagine you're taking your family to the park, the kids, you know, everybody. So as soon as you arrive by the park, what happens? What happens? You're just about to park by the park.
I don't like it.
What happens? The kids are in the car. So you just arrived by the park. What happens?
They run around to the park.
They jump out of the car. No?
Yes.
No?
Yes. The kids jump out of the car, but not the wife.
We need a mobster here. So the kids jump out of the car, right?
Yes.
Why? Because it's a park, you know. You're not going to wait one, or let's say, to bring the kids back to the classroom from the recess. Oh, inshallah, lots of Shila Ma'alot Sinai, you know, but to take him to the classroom, you know, they don't. But when they ran into to a playground before they even the bell rings, so why Adam and Rishon hesitates to go to Gan Eden? Why? Why Hashem has to convince him? So he smelled Gan Eden, he should run. No.
Yes. But he didn't know what is Gan Eden. Does he know what is Gan Eden?
Of course he knows Gan Eden. Everybody knows Gan Eden. Of course he knows. Why he has to be convinced? Why? Why are you still?
He was worried that he's alone.
No, he had the wife attached to him. You know, that was the best thing, you know. You don't need to call, you need to send a text. It's right behind you. You know what it is, or the feeling it is? You don't need to look for her. She's right there. Why?
It's a responsibility to be.
Ah, very nice, very nice. So Adam and Ishan preferred, you know, it's too much a headache, too much of responsibility, too much of regulation to be in Gan Eden, you know. You know, outside you do anything you want. There is no restriction, there is no regulation. But here, to go to Gan Eden, it's a Gan Eden, but Gan Eden has regulation.
Consequences.
Yeah. So now here, Adam and Ishan hesitate to go. So Hashem has to convince him, you know, listen, you know, This is the best place in the world. You know, you'll be comfortable. There are angels there. They're going to serve you. And here we see a unbelievable thing that Esav, what did he do? He accepted to let go with his firstborn right. For what?
For food.
For a bowl of lentil. Can you imagine this? You let go with your firstborn right. That means he was the one that had the position to work in the Beit HaMikdash. He says, no, it's so much responsibility. Anochi olech lamud. He meant that if I do one mistake, that's it. That's what he meant. If he works in the Beit HaMikdash. He says, no, bowl of soap is better. So now the point here is, how many times a day or through our life we change the Gan Eden with bowl of the soup? It's a very, very delicate point. And, you know, you have to be very, very cautious that, you know, what am I doing? This is Gan Eden. Why? I'm changing it with a bowl of soup? And that's what the very, very, very great awareness here is. Chas v'shalom, we don't let go with our Gan Eden. No. Even though there are responsibility, but it's worth it. And we see the result. Is that a shame? Very soon, and Yeshuot, and Bezal Hashem, Shpachu Yizakeh Otanu, Ve'arve Nachat, Semachot, Osher Ve'osher, Levach Ve'atzala, Amin Kiratzot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.